WCYB Digital Radio. This is today's cybercrime news. Amazon.com agreed Wednesday to pay $30.8 million to settle claims that it improperly retained children's Alexa voice recordings and allowed employees of its Ring video doorbell unit to surveil customers, the Wall Street Journal reports. Ring also failed to implement standard security measures to protect consumers' information from two well-known hacking attacks, the FTC said, despite warnings. Amazon agreed to pay $5.8 million to settle the Ring complaint. Separately, Amazon agreed to pay a $25 million penalty for keeping children's voice and geolocation data for years in violation of the Federal Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, also known as COPPA. Hidden code in hundreds of models of Gigabyte motherboards invisibly and insecurely downloads programs, a feature ripe for abuse, according to researchers at Eclipsium, Wired reports. The researchers revealed that they've discovered a hidden mechanism in the firmware of motherboards sold by Taiwanese manufacturer Gigabyte. Whenever a computer with the affected Gigabyte motherboard restarts, code within the motherboard's firmware invisibly initiates an updated program that runs on the computer and, in turn, downloads and executes another piece of software. From the Korea Herald, a teenage hacker and an operator of a Telegram chat room in his 20s were arrested on the charge of leaking scores of 270,000 high school sophomores of a mock scholastic ability test held nationwide in November last year. The teenager allegedly broke into the Gyeonggi Office of Education server on February 18th and stole the mock test results of high school sophomores. The teenager then gave the data to the Telegram chatroom operator, who later distributed it in his chatroom, which had about 18,000 participants. Ukrainian hackers have breached the systems of Skolkovo Foundation, the agency which oversees the high-tech business area located on the outskirts of Moscow, the Record reports. The foundation was founded by Russian former president Dmitry Medvedev to rival Silicon Valley in the United States. According to Skolkovo's statement, the hackers managed to gain limited access to certain information systems of the organization, including its file hosting service on physical servers. A group of Ukrainian hacktivists took credit for the attack and shared screenshots on Telegram of systems they managed to access. Electronic systems and parking services in Slovakia's capital were down during an international security conference, GlobeSec, with an anti-NATO group claiming responsibility for the attack, according to Euractiv. The massive DDoS attack disabled the City Hall's website, but Bratislava Mayor Matas Valo said that no data was breached. The mayor said they are doing everything possible to ensure that services are restored as soon as possible, and are also communicating with the National Security Bureau, the government's CSIRT security unit. From CNN, a hospital in Idaho had to divert ambulances to other hospitals for over 24 hours because of a cyber attack. The attack took place on May 29th and forced nurses and doctors at Idaho Falls Community Hospital, an 88-bed hospital in the east of the state, to use pen and paper rather than computers for patient charts. The hospital is still caring for patients and staffers are working around the clock to fully restore computer systems. The cyber attack has also hampered computer systems at nearby Mountain View Hospital, which is under the same ownership as Idaho Falls Community Hospital. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Charlie Osborne.